You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That is brought that Am Yisrael have, they were honored to go through Yam Suf. What exactly this Sechut was? Yeah, what happened exactly when they went through Yam Suf? How many?
50.
No, we're not talking about inside the Yam Suf, before it opens.
Wants to show the power, his power.
I know, what caused it to open? What caused it? You're not.
It depends where you want to start.
What do you mean?
You can answer and you can say it's from
before. No, you're standing by the ocean and it opens. So you're not wondering how it opened?
I'm not sure.
You should not be curious, you know. You don't go by the ocean sometimes?
There are many reasons that made it open.
Yeah, right. How about? So, what were the reasons?
Yosef
HaSadiq.
Yosef
was not alive. What do you mean, Steve?
He stayed pure.
Yosef HaSadiq? But he was not alive.
His coffin was over there.
Oh, coffin. Oh, because the ocean saw the coffin. So you mean ocean can sense things?
Yes.
That's an amazing thing. The ocean can you smell what's around it?
Yes.
Oh. So what else? Nachshon ben Aminadav also. So now here they ask, what did Yosef do that the ocean bent to coffin of Yosef HaSadiq?
He learned from wife of Butifa.
So he says, Vayanos, Hachutza. Also in Tehinin, that in Halel we say exactly the same pasuk, that it says, Vayar Hayam Vayanos, it says the same term. So now here, it's a very interesting insight, that when Yosef HaSadiq, after this matter, where did they put him after whatever took place? Put him in the jail.
No.
So now, what happened in the jail?
He became the head of the jail. He was the head.
But he still was in the jail.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You're the head, you're the middle, this, and now you're in the jail. So what difference does it make? So, and then what happened?
Met the Shara Maskim.
Yeah. He met him?
Came in as well.
What do you mean? He met with them? He had a meeting with them?
They were sent to jail. He was in jail, so he
translated the dreams for them.
No, but how would they even approach Yosef about the dream? How did they meet?
He was depressed, so he approached them and he said, "What's wrong?"
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. So Yosef HaSadiq, one day, he passes by them and he notices a very, what's the term?
Down.
Grouchy.
Depressed.
Is that what it is? Grouchy, yeah. So now he asks them, say, well, why are you so down? Isn't that something? Say, how old was Yosef at that time? About 29. So now, just imagine somebody that is a very, very, very top family, right? Very special family. And then he goes through all these scenarios, you know, all of a sudden, he crashes, you know. And then not only that, he's accused. So now, just imagine at that moment, how does he feel?
He feels down himself. He wants other people to come and help him.
No, he wasn't down.
Down? What do you mean down?
He wasn't down. Nothing overcome him. He was with Hashem.
How does he feel? Terrible! How can you ask somebody why you down when you yourself? You don't have nothing to grab. You know what happened to you, where you are, you don't know what's gonna happen to you. They took you away from your Abba that you used to see him every day. What family? Just imagine if you would not approach these two people and ask him, what happened to you? What is wrong? What would happen to yourself? He would be in the jail till today. Till today he would be in the jail. So that means the whole miracle that took place for 5 million people, that one single person that he felt desperate, he didn't know what to do, but still he pushed himself and asked somebody else, what I can do for you? Why are you so down? What happened to you? And that's why he got out. Isn't that something? But we, you know, we have problems. Why I need, how do they say? So I need another hole in my head? what do I care what is wrong with you? I will throw my kippah to the air if I can take care of myself. Why I should come and ask you what is wrong with you? Huh? What is it to me? But here we see the reason that Yosef HaTzadik was able to come out, become a viceroy, and to support his family, and grab, you know, collect all the money. And then we see that they were able to take him out, and they'll be able to save themselves from such a big danger. It was because he went out of his way to see what somebody else needs to be done for him. You know, tonight we are told that we have such a great resemblance to trees. How do we know? Because the Mishnah says that tonight is Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. It doesn't say ilanot. It says ilan. What's an ilan? What, one tree? All the trees. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbi HaKadosh, wrote the Mishnah. Ilan. Why ilan? So then Rabbi Ari HaKadosh comes and says, you know why? Because in the Torah, Sefer Devarim says, Ki ha'adam, Adam, etz ha'sadeh. You're a tree. And you're a tree. And you are a tree. You are a tree. Everybody's a tree. What do you mean I'm a tree? I'm a tree? You're a tree? I'm not a tree. So now here they say a very interesting thing. You know, the trees, they need to be energized. What do they do?
You have a fertilizer.
So now when you eat, like the kiwi, it's very interesting. It exactly smells like this energizer, no? It does? It doesn't? How could it be? How can you give him something that is smells not reyach nichoach? But the cherries is a reyach nichoach. More so, the coconut. More so, banana. Wow. What happened?
It smells really bad. It's not good.
So here we... What did we learn? Isn't that something? So here, Rabbi Ari says, Hadam, it's a sadeh. What does that mean? Of course. Yeah, there's lots of things going on. Lots of things. Lots of things. And nobody's exempt. Everybody's in area. in his domain, has things. You don't want my problem, I'm sure. I'm sure you don't want my problem. But you think your problem is greater than me. That's not true. But here, the point here is, the tree doesn't let his fruit be affected by the surrounding. And that's what you have to learn. That no matter what goes around you, you have to give the good smelling, delicious fruit. You have no excuses. He did this, he did that, I have to go here, I have to deal with this. It's only excuses, and with all respect, nonsense. Nonsense. Look at this. Yosef HaTzadik, Alav HaShalom. What status he was. Well, he they threw him in a pit. But still, he got up and said, how are you doing today? That's why he got up. He played them, you know, music too. Made them dance. That's how the Geula came. And here, we, you know what we do? We pass virus. It's called the virus of depression, disappointment. I'm in pain. Yeah, I give you more pain also. You know, take my pain. Why? Because if I'm not happy, why should you be happy? It's not fair. It's not fair. What do you mean? You have to make me happy. You have a responsibility to make me happy. That's your responsibility. Now you want me to have your problems? Now you're not a kosher tree. You have to be a kosher tree. You have to give good smelling, delicious fruits. No matter what's going around you.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.